We exercise for sanity, not vanity, but hot diggity dog!
I have abs! I have never had abs!
I have abs!
Holy guacamole!
Okay, inside voice. These are not things we share with the outside world. Okay, time for shower and heading home.
Oh, yeah, I'm finished. Here you go.
Was that my imagination or were they really cute? Absolutely not. Don't creep on people at the gym. It's just plain manners. It doesn't matter how nice their smile was, move it. Yeah, nice eyes though. Go home. I'm going.
Hey, I got you. Hey, you're okay. Are you okay? Here, lean on me. No, it's okay.
Your lace got stuck in the treadmill, I think. That was super lucky. Good thing you just started, huh? You okay? Come on. Let's get you off here. How's your foot? Yeah? Why do I not believe you? Come here. You sit. Am I okay to take your sneaker off? Does this hurt? In here? Flex your toes. Well, I don't think anything's broken, but I should probably go home. That is most definitely gonna leave a bruise, and you're gonna wanna heal. Yeah, but if you push yourself, you'll just end up making it worse. Promise. You go home and rest, please. You can always come back. Trust me, you are not the first. I was once lifting weights and it got stuck on my ponytail and slammed me to the floor. Not my most dignified moment, but it happens. You'll be fine. Don't be silly. Happy to help. It didn't cause me any bother, okay? I'm glad you're okay. Do you need a lift home, or I can call you an Uber, or... You can't walk home. Doesn't matter if it's 5 minutes, it's gonna swell up. Okay, how about we go for a coffee and I'll call you an Uber? Well, you just said it's gonna go down, so prove me wrong. You're fine, I finished for the day. Come on.
Oh, a newbie, huh?
What made you want to come to the gym?
What?
Go on, tell me. I'll tell you my reason. I was sick of staying inside, feeling crappy about how I looked, and... I just said, hey, what's the worst that can happen? And now I'm officially a dirty gym rat.
That is the worst that can happen. Or steroids, I suppose. Stay away from steroids. Oh. Thank you. So, why did you want to come? I promise I won't laugh. Well, what's wrong with that? You think you're the only person here trying to find a partner? You'd be wrong. Oh, so long as you're not being creepy, what's the problem? People mean all sorts of ways. I don't think you're sad. I don't think you're sad or pathetic or any of the words you just said, okay? I think you're honest. There's nothing wrong with wanting to look nice. Not at all. I used to think I was so above the gym, you know? I used to be like, oh, I'm not obsessed with my body. I'm not dancing around in skin-tight lycra. And it's like, actually, what you're doing is being a judgmental whore. So, you're worse than those people, because those people are just minding their business and exercising. You, you're being mean and judgy. And I was like, you know what? That is very true. I'm gonna stop. Well, we're being honest, right? So, I used to be a fat, mean girl. Not that all fat girls are mean, obviously. My parents' divorce and a breakup when I was just like, I hate the world, fuck you. And really, it was just like, no, you're in pain and you shouldn't take it on other people. So, it was a lesson to be had, and I found it here, sweating and scrunching and turning tomato red. But slowly but surely, I realized I was the problem. I was the only person standing in my way. I was the only person tearing me down. And former fat mean girl, nice to meet you. Hey, there's nothing wrong with your body. Besides, working out's not about things being wrong with your body. It's about getting the most out of your body. It's about taking care of yourself and being kind. I know it sounds hippy-dippy, but the hippies are onto something. Before the gym, I was binge eating, then depriving, just thinking about food like an addict. I was an addict. Addicted to dopamine and chewing and stimming my feelings away. Literally doing anything but having a healthy relationship with food. It's hard. You gotta start by being honest and asking, you okay with staying on this path? And I wasn't, so that was that. I was sick of feeling out of control. Like food was the only thing that would make me feel better. When in actuality, I was the only one who could make me feel better. By sweating and moving and actually giving a damn about myself. You know, we think of self-care as having a huge tub of ice cream, and those things are good, but they don't need to be every day. I know. Moderation. You elusive, elusive swine. My point is, it's hard. But it's worth it. And accept that you're gonna have bad days. Days where you wanna kick the weights away, break your pinky toes, and throw a tantrum on the floor. It happens. It's part of it. But it doesn't make you a baby, or weak, or any other stupid thing you've told yourself. It just means it's hard, and it's okay. Also, it's totally fine to want to meet someone at the gym, but don't base your entire romantic worth on having a gym bod. Yeah, there's plenty of people here who look like sculptures, but that's about it.
Their philosophy seems to be, well, I look like this. What else is there?
Oh, I don't know. Somehow I've resisted the allure. To be honest, it's not the majority. This place is pretty wholesome. People look out for each other, pick each other up. Save newbies on the treadmill. You're welcome. Just remember, you're either kind or an ass. And your literal ass has very little to do with it. Sorry, I didn't mean to gym-sling your ear off. I just don't want you to be discouraged. Well, it can be overwhelming. But it's gonna be good, I promise. And good things take time. You'll see. How's your foot? I thought so. Wait here. I'll see if they have any ice. Don't be silly. It's no bother. Here we go. Foot, please. Nah, you're fine. I got you. Foot, please. Looky here. Purple and bruised. Who would have thought, Keep it cool when you get home, okay? Promise. And make sure you only come back after you're fully rested. Because it's important. You should start as you mean to go on. No, listening to your body and not causing unnecessary damage. Listen, if you'd like, we could be gym buddies? I don't want to overstep the mark, but going with someone can be a huge incentive. But there's no pressure. If you'd rather not, just... Oh. Well, yeah. Of course I would. Well, why not? You're not giving me serial killer vibes? At the most, you're serving manslaughter vibrations. But don't worry. I'm understanding. Who hasn't thought about accidentally murdering someone? Come on. So, wanna be gym buddies? Great. I'll give you my number. Hang on. No, I don't know my number because I am 7. I always mean to learn it when I get a new one, and then... Nope. Never do. Hang on. Okay. Here we go. You're welcome. Oh, a text. Now, who could this be from? Oh, God. I never asked you your name. Sorry. I was too busy with the foot and the ice and the talking your ear off. I'm sorry. I'm T. Nice to meet you. Oh, God.
Don't be silly. At most, I just steered you gently away from death by treadmill. It was a pleasure to save. Your Uber's almost here. Wanna head out? Come here. I got you. Come on, we're past the bashful stage. Lean on me. You okay? Okay. Let's go. Remember, ice, rest, repeat. Yeah? Yes? Thank you. I go most days, but I always have a rest day too, so... Just don't go rushing back, okay? I'm serious. You show up and you're still swollen, I'm sending you home. That's what gym buddies are for. Gym buddies are serious. Seriously serious about safety. And not damaging ligaments. Okay? Okay. Get home safe and text me when you're ready to come back. Or before. You know, whenever you have time. Well, we don't have to be just gym buddies. We could be coffee buddies, or curry buddies, or whatever friendly social interaction you're into. I'm glad I met you too. Okay. Now I'm safe. Remember, rest. Bye. I'm creeping, aren't I? Yeah, but in a wholesome way. Wholesome creeping. Got it.